Tell a little bit about, first of all, about my wife's work, which is one of hospital chaplaincy. And she has been a hospital chaplain for over 30 years, working in the large hospitals in Brazil, as well as some of the smaller ones. And the objective of this, because Brazil is wide open to the gospel yet. We don't know what will take place in the near future. We're very concerned about our government at the present time because they are seeking to turn Brazil into another Venezuela. That is their objective. And this concerns us tremendously, tremendously. So we're very concerned about this. But as long as we have open doors to the gospel, we're going to walk right through them. And this has been an outstanding privilege because in each of the hospitals, we actually have a chaplaincy office that has been given to us by the hospital. We have 24-hour access to the hospital, to all areas of the hospital. And this has been tremendous. And what we do is really share the gospel with these people. But the way this is being done is that we don't come to the patient with a message that we have prepared ahead of time, but we allow the person to talk and to express what is going on in their lives. And with the help of the Spirit of God, we direct this person to the Lord and to an understanding of His Word. It's amazing what God has done through this ministry. In recent years, we've had the privilege of not only reaching out to the patients, but reaching out to the hospital staff. And we have a program at the present time called 5 Minutes with God. And we walk into the, thank you, we walk into a nurse's station, and the moment we get there, the workers seeing us arrive, they will come from their place to the workers, to the nurse's station, and we give them 5 minutes expressing a message to them from God's Word that will be of comfort to them. You don't realize how exhausted some of these people are that work in the hospitals. What they really go through as they live the story of those they serve. And some of them are going through very difficult times. And they have been so grateful for these opportunities just to listen to a message, a short message from God's Word. And then we ask for prayer items, and we pray for them. And how many?
In one hospital, one hospital, we have about 90 meetings per week.
This is just the hospital staff. I'm amazed at some of the things that God has done in this hospital ministry. Because of the growth of the ministry, because today we're into around 250 hospitals in Brazil with this ministry. At the present time, it's the hospitals that come to us and ask for this type of ministry. The directors of the hospital are not Christians. Some of them are spiritists. But they have realized the importance of this work amongst their people and their staff and their patients. So about 20 years ago, there was a little bit more than 20 years ago, there was started up a course to prepare people to make visits in the hospital. This really needs preparation. And we take it very seriously because one wrong word spoken to a patient can completely remove the ministry from the hospital. So we have to be very, very careful as to how we share the gospel with these people. So every year we hold one course, which is the basic course. And with this course, those who are selected afterwards, they are trained on a personal basis. And this training is really divided up into three different sections. First of all, they just accompany the one who is a chaplain and who is training them at the present time. And then they come to a second phase where they actually share the time with the chaplain. And after they leave each room, the chaplain will say, listen, you need to do it this way, and don't say these things, and don't say that, and don't do it this way. And finally, they come to a stage where they are doing it on their own, and they are just being observed by the hospital chaplain. So this training is very, very important. This involves around 80 hours of training. And then we have a second level of training for these people, and that is when they learn about specific areas of the hospital, oncology, psychiatric wards, specified ministries that need to be geared to this type of individual. And each time, a different type of ministry is being focused during this particular course. And then they are also trained 80 hours working in the second level. And finally, we have a third level where we are actually preparing people to do chaplaincy work on their own. And they, when they finish, they have the freedom of either going to a hospital that is asking for this ministry, or they can start up a hospital of their own. So we're very grateful how God has used these individuals who are being prepared for the ministry. Now, let me just say one thing about that, and that is that these opportunities, we have no possibility of meeting the demands of the hospitals. They have discovered that this working along with the hospital professions, they have formed a team, and they are beginning to realize the importance of the spiritual aspect of this work. And it's interesting. My wife has had many opportunities where oftentimes the rest of the team will walk out, leave her on her own in the room where she is able to deal with the spiritual problems of these individuals. And then, of course, the other team members of the hospital staff wondered what is being said, how it is being said. What are you saying that is influencing these people so often? Because we didn't think the person would live through the night, and Monday morning they're going to be released from the hospital. Well, it's a beautiful thing to see what God can do through the lives of these people. So this is a big concern for us. We want to take advantage of all the opportunities that we have. One other thing that is taking place within the last two or three years in the hospital ministry is that my wife has set up various congresses to reach out to the hospital staff, and we have been absolutely amazed at the attendance at these things. And oftentimes one staff member will be able to spend maybe 15 or 20 minutes listening to the lectures that are being given, and then that person goes back to their station and they send another person down. And we want you to pray about this, because this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity that God has given. We bring in specialists to give these lectures, people who are well known in their fields, and the influence that this is having on the hospitals, you just can't describe it. Just can't describe it. So I wanted to share that with you this morning about this hospital chaplaincy work, because my wife doesn't get an opportunity. What's that? Oh, yes. Okay. We have a cozy house that we call the Cozy House, and it is a ministry. We have rented a home, and in this home we receive the parents, especially the mothers of the children who are suffering from cancer. These people come from all over Brazil. They even come from some of the other Latin American countries for their treatment in Brazil. And it is a law in Brazil that the parent must accompany the child the whole time he's in the hospital. Now, you can imagine sitting in a chair in a hospital room and sleeping in the same chair at night, month after month after month. So the Lord gave this vision to Eleni to open up a cozy house. And this is a place where we bring these mothers, we serve them meals, they can take a bath, they can wash their clothes. There are so many things that can be done with these mothers. But the prime ministry is to reach these mothers with the gospel. And I wish we had a video this morning. It's all in Portuguese, unfortunately. But the testimony of these mothers who have been reached through this ministry, absolutely fantastic. But we do want you to pray about this, because this hospital ministry in the Cozy House has been helped out financially by a Christian university in São Paulo. But new laws have recently come out, and they will no longer be able to help us out financially. They can only help out other educational institutions, but they can't reach out to what we are doing in the Cozy House. And our dream was not just to have the Cozy House. We actually wanted to set up a hospice where we are reaching out to those who are dying with cancer and bring them the comfort of God's Word as a result. So you might pray about that, that God would continue to open these doors to us in the country of Brazil, not only in the city of São Paulo, but in the country of Brazil. As regards the assembly work, the assembly work has been in Brazil for a little over 130 years. And I would say at the present time, there would be at least 1,200 assemblies spread throughout the country. Now, many of these assemblies were started in the rural districts, which was a good place to start, but at the same time it posed a problem, because when children came to study, they couldn't continue their studies in the country areas. They had to move to a city. And of course, this brought tremendous detriment to the assemblies in the country areas. But for the first time, after many, many years, the gospel was being set up inside of cities. The assemblies are not big in terms of size. This is part of the really the thinking of the assemblies, I think, all around the world. But it's been interesting to see the response of the Brazilians. The city of, or rather the state of São Paulo, where we are living, seems to have had an emphasis on Bible teaching. And there are excellent Bible teachers amongst the Brazilians. I wish there was one here to minister to you this morning. But when you move up into the state to the north of us, which is the state of Minas Gerais, there the emphasis has been more evangelistic. And after spending the first 12 years in São Paulo, then I decided to move up to the state of Minas, but not with the idea of evangelism, because the assemblies were doing an outstanding work in that area, but the idea of training young men for the ministry. And we had two specific areas where we were concentrating on this ministry. And in both of these areas, we had 40 young men from various assemblies that met together every other Saturday. And we taught them how to study the Word of God. We taught them how to prepare messages. We taught them how to shepherd God's people. And many of these young men today, I was just back up into this area after many, many years away, and it was so exciting to see how many are actually leading in their assemblies, and some of them are even in full-time work. So we're grateful for that. This was taking place in the two centers, one removed by the other by about 4 or 5 hours of journey. I don't know to what time I have.
About 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes? Okay. Then came back to the city of São Paulo after 12 years in Minas. And the objective was to come back and start up a discipleship program in one of the assemblies. And this is what we did for a two-year period. And it's also exciting to see what God has done through these young men who have been prepared to minister God's word to God's people. But then we had to leave that work. We felt the Lord had drawn to a close that specific ministry. And we got involved more seriously with one of the assemblies and spent time with them ministering and shepherding God's people. And then what took place is that we ended up starting a Bible school, which was being offered to all the believers in the São Paulo area, Greater São Paulo. Greater São Paulo turns out to be a city of over 20 million people. Very modern, as the pictures were shown on Wednesday night, filled with skyscrapers all over the place. The only possibility that São Paulo has is to grow up like this, because they're surrounded by mountains, so there's no way of going beyond the boundaries that have been set by the mountains. But the city goes up, and the challenges are tremendous. But it's been very interesting to see what God has done through the Bible teaching ministry. The assembly that I was connected with, I brought to their attention something that had been brought to my attention, and that was that a small nucleus of English-speaking people were meeting in a church in the city of São Paulo, and this particular group was looking for help. And I spoke to the elders of the assembly where we were meeting, and they said, listen, we're going to look upon this as a mission field. and you should concentrate on this. And I did for 7.5 years. I spent with these people. And to see lives changed, brought to know Christ, and to see these lives being turned around through God's Word was one of the most exciting things I've ever experienced in my life. Oftentimes, when you're working along in a local assembly, you don't always see the results of what is taking place. But in this particular situation, we saw plenty of results, and we're very grateful to God for that. Now we're back at that home assembly again, and I've sort of gone into semi-retirement, if I can use that term. I'm in my 75th year, and I'm beginning to sense this. And I'm slowing down, taking on less responsibility. I told the elders in the assembly that I didn't want a position as an elder because I wanted to be free to do other things as well. But what they did ask me to do is to prepare 3 young men, married men in the assembly, to be part of the elders from now on. And I love to do this type of work. I just love to spend time with them and showing them how to foster God's people along in their lives. Just let me say something about this, that I have sat back and listened to the ministry of these 3 young men that were chosen, and I'm absolutely flabbergasted. They have an outstanding way of ministering God's word. I wish I could have brought them with me this morning for you to listen to and appreciate what God has done through their lives. What has taken place is that in the assembly we lost 3 men who were involved as elders in the assembly. One died from a heart attack. One took sick with cancer and passed away, and the other passed away because of his age. But it left a vacancy amongst the elders in the assembly, and they have been asking for help along these lines because they realize that the preparation of new elders needs to take place, and they have asked me if I would kindly do that. And as I mentioned, that is a type of ministry that I love to do. I just love to do it. I think that's about everything that I wanted to say this morning about the work. I would ask you to continue to pray for us. I've had some health problems. I finally got the right medication. Starting the last few days, I've been in constant contact with my doctor in Brazil. And for the first 2 weeks I was here, I was really having some problems with my heart. So I would ask you to pray for us along these lines, that God would continue to give us strength and continue to give us wisdom to carry on his work the way it should be done. Thank you for allowing us to share this with you this morning. And once again, I appreciate what you're doing for my family. The Lord bless you all.